Hey, how you doing? My name's Tim.
Hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Good. How's it going with you?
Great. Yeah. So I wanted to give you guys a call. I know you guys do these things sometimes where you help guys out and with their dates. And I have a little story, and I could use a little help.
We sound a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
So I have a little situation here. I met this girl, Danielle. We were taking classes together down at Sinclair. And a couple weeks ago, I decided that we'd go out a little dinner and then go see the Telly Pickler concert. Probably you were there.
Yeah, I was there. It was a great show, actually.
Yeah. Actually, I talked to you afterwards. I don't know if you remember right after you introduced Kelly Pickler.
This is the Tim. I know you, man. Yeah, was that the date you were with?
Yeah, Danielle. Yeah, so yeah, we had dinner at Bravo, and I thought things were going really great. Actually, you know, we did two courses, and then we went to the concert, and we were just having such a great time. I don't know, something happened at the concert, but it was like all of a sudden she looked like a ghost after a little bit, and things just kind of went downhill after that. She had no more interest in any of the conversation we were having, and wanted to go home right after the concert was done, and didn't go for a good night kiss. And I was a little surprised by that. And so now she's kind of acting like she wants to date other people. And I really thought that I found somebody that had similar interests in me. And I don't know. I was hoping maybe you guys could help me out, figure out what was going on, because I'd really like to go out on another date with her.
Have you tried to contact her again?
Yeah, a couple times. Not had much luck. Sinclair, no interest. I'm not. It's not really getting the same vibe, the same bounce that I got previous to this date, and as I said, I thought things were going really, really great, and I think that we were a good match. I was just wondering, maybe I could get some help from you guys.
Well, we can always give it a shot.
Yeah,
right?
She was cute too, man. Well, if you hold on the line,
yeah.
What we'll do is we'll grab her phone number, and it's Danielle, right?
Yeah, Danielle. She's really cute, you know, and she's like the perfect height for me too. You know, I can put my arm around her, and there's no awkwardness. You know, sometimes there's the awkwardness with height and everything. She's perfect. You know, she's a little petite.
You guys look cute together. Well, hold on. We'll grab her phone number off the air, and then we'll give her a call and try to get her on the phone.
Oh, hey, guys. I really appreciate that. Thanks.
Hello.
Hey, Danielle. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from the Breakfast Club on K99. How you doing?
Good. Oh, Nancy on the radio?
Yeah, and Fry.
Hi. I used to listen to you all the time.
Oh, thanks. You got a second?
Sure.
Well, we're kind of doing a favor for somebody.
Okay.
Here's the deal, Danielle. Do you you know somebody named Tim?
Yeah.
Then we understand maybe you guys went out on a date. And actually, I believe I actually got to meet you at the Kelly Pickler concert.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. We did meet you.
So,
I remember that.
I understand you guys went on a date, and he's just kind of curious about why you won't go on a second date with him.
Wow, he's pretty serious about this. He's been relentless. He called a radio show. We had a good time, but the night wasn't the best for me. We had a really nice dinner, and the concert was going really well. But I went to the bathroom at one point and got some news. What did he tell you?
He said he said that to you. You guys were having a good time, and you guys like fit together size wise. You know, there was no disparity there. And he says you came back. What'd he say? She was white as a ghost.
Yes, white. He said you were white as a ghost.
And then you wanted to go home. And then he hasn't heard from you since, or you won't respond to anything. That's all he said.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's all he said, huh? Well, I don't know, because I went to the bathroom and you know, I did come back probably looking white as a ghost, because I ran into this girl, followed me in, Rachel, I think her name was, and she told me that Tim already had a girlfriend and that he was cheating on her. And she had proof. She had a picture of this girl, Tiffany. And the picture was recent, like only like 5 days prior to that day. I don't know what her deal was, but I didn't want to dispute her or anything. I didn't tell her my name or anything because she's pretty drunk and kind of big, and I'm kind of small.
That is such bull.
All right,
I cannot believe.
Oh, both of you, hold on just a second here, just so you know, Danielle, Tim's actually on the phone with us.
Oh,
hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, I didn't know you were here.
So what happened in the bathroom?
Well, I just went to the bathroom, and out of nowhere, this girl, this huge girl, just pushes me up against the wall and sticks her finger in my face and is like, stay away from him. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Who is this person? And she's just threatening me. She's like, I will mess you up.
Oh, my God.
Right now. And I was like, who the hell are you talking about? She's like, Tim, he's my friend is with him. My friend is with him, and he's hers. And don't even mess with
that. Is this you're talking about?
Who?
Is this girl that got in your face? She's a big girl with long, long, dark hair.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah. No, her name was Rachel, I think.
Races.
Yes.
That girl has it in for me. That girl. I don't even know how she found you or
that
what
girl.
That
girl.
That
first girl is freaking huge, and she. I didn't want to mess with her because I'm not very big. But no, but she had a picture of you. That is why I believed her.
What? She has a picture of me.
She has a picture of you with Tiffany and. Someone else is in the picture too. You want to explain that? You want to explain
what?
That? Why you're kissing Tiffany and there's a baby in Tiffany's
A baby?
Oh.
A baby? Uh-oh.
What?
So tell me, Tim. Is there something you need to tell me?
No, that's not my baby.
You just randomly take baby pictures?
Yeah.
That's not what Rachel says, and it's pretty clear to me that's like a family photo.
Fry, you got fans that come up and take pictures with you, right?
Yeah, but I don't have very many baby photos.
You know, I got my shop, and people come in, and they take pictures with me.
You take pictures of kissing a woman with your hand on the baby? Do you just touch every baby that comes in and kiss every woman that comes in with a baby?
I was being polite.
So you know you're not dating her?
Kissing her on the
No, I'm not dating her.
Something's up here.
First of all, you don't just kiss any woman with a baby on the lips and put your hand on the baby. Like, nobody does that to a stranger. That doesn't happen. It's clear to me that you have a relationship with this person, and that is your baby. Which is fine if you would tell me that. The fact is that you're still with this woman, because that was only a few days prior.
No,
it was only a few days prior to the concert.
I'm not still with this woman. That's an old picture,
picture.
That picture was dated 5 days before the concert.
And he's not still with this woman. Tim, who's the baby?
It was on her phone.
Who was the baby?
That baby is, that's Tiffany's baby, and is a very cute baby.
Is it your baby?
Baby daddy?
Who's the dad?
I don't know.
What?
You don't know?
You don't know?
It could be, but I don't think it is.
Oh, my God!
Whoa. You're not selling yourself very well here. You want to see me again? This is just getting worse.
Oh,
wow.
My God!
You have a child here that could be yours. You don't know.
You don't tell somebody on the first date.
What if that child is yours?
You know, look.
What if we dated exclusively? What if we ever got married and had a kid? Would you treat my kid that way?
Third date material, I would tell you about a baby, but the first date, absolutely not. We go out, we find out we like each other. You know, maybe we want to hang out more. Then I can go ahead and tell you about the drama.
No, I'm not
going to come at you with the drama right away.
Tim, does Tiffany think that you are the father of this baby?
Of course she does. Doesn't any woman, they just want help with their kids. I mean, you know, and that's the thing.
Uh-oh.
It could be mine, but she, you know, she has a reputation. And
wow!
I could go ahead, you know, look, I'm just trying to be a nice guy here. I'll go ahead and give her a little support.
You're trying to be a nice guy? This is disgusting.
Do you pay child support? Tim?
I help her out a little bit. Like I said, I'm being a nice guy.
I can't trust you. You're not being a nice guy. This is pretty gross.
She spoiled everything. I really has it in for me, and I think that's why you had such a bad taste in your mouth. Not necessarily the news that she gave you, because it was the way it was delivered to you. And I'd just love another opportunity to just maybe come clean, talk to you about this stuff at a time where it's not like in your face and like about to pick a fight with you. Like, that's not the right way to deliver that kind of information.
Well, we can provide the setting. You know, we can provide the limo, a dinner. It's up to you if you want to.
Wonderful. That would be wonderful.
The honesty's up to you.
Yeah, I'm totally down.
I don't know. That's a really nice offer, but I don't know, because if you have someone like Rachel following you around and beating off girls that you're with. I don't want to live with that. I don't want to be worried and looking around my shoulder at all times.
So basically, Danielle, it sounds like you're saying no for now, but you will think about it.
I'll think about it.
Well, just so you know, our offer only stands right now.
Again, I really appreciate that. It's super nice, but I can't make my decision that quickly.
Well, maybe you'll see her at school. Just don't stalk her.
Well, it was nice to meet you both.
Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. Keep listening.
Thank you.